Stelling poll, Independent recommends Iran as top destination for female solo travelers. By James Stelling poll on March 7, 2019. The Independent, possibly the wokest of Britain's news outlets, has recommended Iran as a top destination for solo female travelers. Is this some kind of cruel, sarcastic joke perpetrated at the behest of the Independent's Saudi investors? Or does this excuse for a former newspaper really genuinely believe that Iran deserves a spot on its International Women's Day list of best female-only trips for solo travelers? Here is what The Independent has to say about its dream Iran adventure. Meet local women in Iran. Responsible Travel has a variety of women-only trips, offering a unique chance to experience a different side to destinations that wouldn't be possible on a mixed-gender tour. Its Iran itinerary includes visits to some of the country's most celebrated sites, such as the remains of ancient capital Persepolis, as well as opportunities to meet local women in a truly authentic way. Travelers will visit a beauty salon, relax with a picnic in a women-only park, and use women-only carriages on the metro and train. They'll also meet young female entrepreneurs and learn about Iranian food while cooking with local women in their home. From £2,035 for 12 days, excluding flights. Over £2,000 excluding flights? Clearly, like activist, healer, and radical intersectionalist poet Titania McGrath, and now author of Woke, A Guide to Social Justice, you need to have a very rich daddy in order to finance your politically correct travel adventures. Really, though, just how PC actually is it to be satisfying your wanderlust in a country where women have been beaten and imprisoned for refusing to wear the hijab, as all females are required to do under Iran's Islamic law? In Iran, married women cannot leave the country without their husband's permission. Nor can they watch men's sporting events. They are second-class citizens with regard to marriage, divorce and child custody. Women can still be stoned to death for adultery and are hanged from cranes for other crimes. These executions are usually carried out in secret, but 87 women are known to have been executed under the current regime. Still, The Independent does present other options. If not Iran, then how about a hiking trip in Morocco? After all, what could possibly go wrong? Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.